And welcome to Afternoon Tea, season two. Incredible. I'm Kayla Hewitt.
I'm Max Trudeau.
And today, we have a very special guest, Hannah Casper Johnson.
Would you like to introduce yourself? Welcome to the podcast.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good.
How's it feel to be on Afternoon Tea?
Nervous.
Are you a regular listener?
Yes.
Incredible.
One of three.
Stop this. We have a rabid fan base of content.
Who are you? What do you do? How are you? What year are you? Like, give us a little taste.
Don't give us the normal Georgetown, like, this is my major, da da da. Tell us where you're from. Tell us about who makes you what.
Tell us about your heart, you know?
Yeah. I'm Hannah. I'm from Wilmington, Delaware. Mm. Best place on earth. Murder capital. It's called Murder Capital by like Newsweek in 2013 or something.
Sounds about right.
Ranked the worst place to raise a child by Parenting Magazine, but I turned that all right.
Did you?
Yeah. I feel like that's about all you need to know.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we all learned something about Wilmington today.
Hannah's also a senior, so she's by and large smarter than Max and I.
Is that what that means?
I mean, I feel like wisdom comes with age.
I thought that too until I found out that freshmen are smarter than me now.
That's true. I actually know that's true. I thought that until I realized that our friend, who's 2 years younger than I am, is smarter than I will ever be. So, how was everyone's weekend? What'd you get up to?
It was good. It snowed this weekend. For those of you not listening directly after when this weekend happened, this was the weekend when it snowed.
Yes, and it was beautiful. It was actually so nice.
It was the most it ever snowed while I was at Georgetown. Has it snowed this much in your experience?
Yeah, freshman year we had the snowpocalypse.
Wow.
You had like 3 days off.
That's beautiful.
Pretty good.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Oh, it did snow that. I lied to
That's
you the other
I
day.
Said. Yeah. So me and Taylor were like walking through the snow, and I was like, didn't it snow like a shit ton a couple years ago when everything was stopped and the government did it? And Kayla's like, no, that wasn't that bad.
I do remember this now. That was fun. I think my sisters came home that weekend. That was cute. I loved the snow. It was perfect because I, like, didn't have that many places to go, so I could, like, actually enjoy it and, like, be cozy. And then I also put out into the universe that we would get a snow day, and it happened. So, you're welcome, Georgetown community.
I'm so upset. Kayla put out a lot into the universe this weekend.
She
said we would win the Providence game. She said we'd get a snow day. There was one other thing.
I said I would have hot cocoa by the end of the day.
And we did.
And then there was just a packet of hot cocoa in the common room table.
Yesterday. I didn't ask for a lot. I said we could win the Marquette game. We lost by 1 point.
That was such an upsetting game.
It was a heartbreaker.
So anyways, on this podcast, we don't stand the men's team. We're the official podcast of Georgetown University women's basketball.
I stand that.
That's all I wanted to get across. Because didn't our basketball episode get deleted?
It never happened. Well, so, yeah.
There you go.
That was the big takeaway. I'm in love with the entire women's basketball team. One of the women's basketball team members is in one of my classes this semester, and the other day she asked me a question and I couldn't respond. My friend had, it's the class I have with you.
What's that one thing from Mean Girls? When he
asked for a pencil. Oh, he asked for a date.
Or like April 7th. Or yeah, that's me when she asked me like what a guy said at the end of a movie, and I was like, he said... I also, wasn't paying attention, but it's fine.
What did you do this weekend, huh?
I hung out with you.
Wow.
I went to brunch.
What did we do?
Played in snow. You saw a deer.
Wow.
Got hot chocolate. We watched New Girl.
We got
breakfast.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Yes.
Also, for the viewers, listeners at home, play along. Hot chocolate. Is it just warm chocolate milk? Is chocolate milk just cold hot chocolate?
They're definitely the same liquid, just different temperatures.
What's crazy to me is this episode's going to be called the sex episode, and we're 5 minutes in, and this is how you want to start.
This is what I'm looking for. We're 4 minutes and 45 seconds, maybe.
Hot chocolate and chocolate milk are two distinct entities.
They're not, though.
Mm-mm.
They are.
But when I make hot chocolate at home, I make it with Nestle's Quick. And when I make chocolate milk at home, I make it with Nestle's Quick.
No
I
spawn.
I just heat them up.
Mm-hmm. When I make chocolate milk, I pour Swiss Miss, and then I just pour boiling water.
And what do you do when you make hot chocolate?
That's what I do when I make hot chocolate.
Okay, what do you do when you make chocolate milk?
I milk chocolate cows. And then I drink unpasteurized chocolate.
Wow, I'm glad we decided that. I actually used to, when I was a kid, used to think that's how chocolate milk was made.
That's because in the fucking Johnny Depp, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, they have chocolate cows.
Oh, yeah.
That is true, but I don't think that's why I thought that.
That's why I didn't think that chocolate milk was made that way.
I don't trust Johnny Depp on anything.
Holy shit. Someone just wrote Johnny Depp's name in like a culture and politics reading I had to do, and I was like, ew. But it was written like 10 years ago, so it was like hip.
Fair.
And I'm like, wow.
It's like when you get like Donald Trump references in like shows from the early 2000s. Yeah.
It's crazy though, because Donald Trump only gets shit on in Sex and the City, which is like, damn.
They were ahead of their time.
How did we get here?
Yeah, like when he pulls up in Little Rascals. What?
He was in Little Rascals.
Yeah, he's like the annoying one, the annoying rich kid's dad.
He would be.
Isn't he in Home Alone 2? Yeah.
He is in Home Alone 2.
He like owns like the Ritz-Carlton or something, yeah. Which is not true.
He really should have stayed in the
hole. He wishes he owned the Ritz-Carlton. Wow.
Anywho. This is not what this episode is about.
Welcome back to Afternoon. I feel like the, like, rambling kind of pointless discussion is, like, key.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the lifeblood of this show. Also, we'll have new cover art at some point.
Will we have it for this episode?
Probably not for this episode, if I'm being honest, dude.
Why even bring it up?
Because it's good. I'm the only one who's seen it, but it's incredible.
It's been described to me in detail.
It's beautiful.
It's probably good.
If nothing else, it makes me giggle. So that's all I need out of it. Anyway, would you like to introduce what we're talking about, Maxwell?
We're talking about sex.
Anyway, continue.
Yeah, just because, you know, we were like, man, we've talked about a lot of things. What haven't we talked about? We haven't talked about sex. Because it's like, well, first of all, like, I don't know. It's, like, funny, you know, because, like, you're thinking about things you do at school or, like, you want to do at school. And, like, obviously, like, sex is, like, in the back of your mind. Like, you're like, I would like to say this. But you don't really say it because you're like, go to basketball games. That is not what I would rather be doing. I have to be completely honest. You know, but then it's, like, the reason I want to talk about it is because, like, you have this idea, like, you, the general you, that, like, college is this place to go to be like promiscuous, to like explore your like sexuality, to like have lots of sex. Like, it's this place where there are suddenly no adults, like you can kind of like do whatever you want, even though we have like fucking priests living on our dorms and stuff like that, but whatever. But like, then you get here and that's not what it's like, you know? Like, I mean, maybe for some of our lucky viewers that is what it's like, but like, no, man, like, you, there, so, like, I don't want to talk about, you know, like, all the wonderful sex that we've all had, but, like, I'd rather talk about, like, the ritual of sex, like,
yeah,
like, getting sexiled and all that stuff.
I never in my life have gotten sexiled, which is, bless up, because my roommate's boyfriend doesn't live here or go here, so it's incredible. And I've never sexiled my roommate, because I feel like that's rude. Because she's never sexiled me.
Where do you stand on sexiling Hannah?
If she sexiled me, I would sexile her. But continue.
I've only been sexiled once.
And?
It was fine. Just hang out in the common room.
Beautiful. You've only been like, in 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You've had some considerate roommates.
Yeah. One.
Yeah, the one. That's why I think it's crazy.
Yeah, it was just, like, it always happens differently. Like, there's always different things that are happening, and it just doesn't end up happening in our room.
No, okay.
It's not for the public.
Have you ever sexiled your roommate?
Yeah, a couple of times. Like,
How did it make you feel?
I don't know, uncomfortable, awkward.
Why?
Because I felt bad.
You felt that?
Yeah.
You didn't think she, like, supported you in your endeavor?
Yeah, but, like, I don't know, still deep down, I feel like I'm being cumbersome. Because, like, yeah, because she doesn't do it to me that much, so.
Yeah.
Does it have to be reciprocal?
I feel like, yeah.
Really? That's not good. I have an unfortunately non-reciprocal relationship with my roommate in that regard.
Because I feel like if I were to start just like sexiling my roommate all the time, one, my roommate spends a lot of time in our room, and I don't as much. So like I can figure it out, but like that is like her home base very
what,
much.
What does that mean? Like you can figure, like you're gonna have start having sex in the streets, like.
I mean, I could be somewhere else. She goes away. The only time I've had people in my room is when she's away. Mm-hmm. And because then I'm like, okay, cool. Like, that's fine. I don't have to worry about it. Yep. And sometimes she comes back early, and it's uncomfortable and heartbreaking. Max saw me look like my roommate had just shot me because she...
Kayla had grand designs with a wonderful woman. Only for to be... Dash.
And I had my mouth open for like 30 minutes. Which I was just like, I can't believe. Anyway, but yeah, I don't think I would. Also, my roommate and I don't have the kind of, we don't talk a lot. We don't know a lot about each other's lives. Mm-hmm. So I would feel uncomfortable. Like, if it was someone I'm friends with, I would feel comfortable being like, yo, I'm trying to do things tonight, so sorry. But like with her, I'd have to be like, I also fully don't know if my roommate knows that I'm gay. Just putting that out there.
Oh, my roommate, no idea. Not one clue. Which is crazy, because I've never, once denied, pretended.
We spent 40 hours working on a drag article.
That doesn't make you gay, but...
Yeah, but, it makes you more... you know? There's it makes things more likely.
Flavor to... No, but... something that I'm curious about is, because me and Kayla are kind of squares, but, where do you stand on, hookup culture at Georgetown? How do you feel about it?
I feel like it's normal.
Normal how? What does that mean?
I feel like people play it up as, a Georgetown thing, but I think it's just an every school thing.
Well, but, okay, so how do you feel about normal hookup culture?
Also, let's define hookup culture.
Yeah, what to you is it? Because, also, here's the thing, is, so me and Hannah would, be talking, and she'll tell me, someone has hooked up with someone. And
oh, is this what you mean?
No, this is not what I mean. Okay. This is a departure from what I meant. But, when I hear hooked up, I, assume people fucked. Mm-hmm. But that is not what you mean.
No.
What do you mean?
Hookup is, a generic term that can be anything I want it to. It's just when I don't want to go into the specifics.
Why don't you go into the specifics?
Because that's their life. If we're in public, or if I don't know.
But you're willing to say people hooked up in public?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's, broad.
Okay.
I feel like it's a good umbrella. I say that. I say oh yeah, they hooked up.
But that confuses me.
Why?
I don't know.
What does it matter if you know they had sex or if they just made out?
Because I'd like to know.
Then ask.
Ask it, but you guys talk about people that I don't know, so I can't just.
I'll be talking with people and I say I hooked up and they go oh what did you do?
Mm-hmm. That's different though. That versus you say. Because also, it's also because it's me, because I'm just assuming when you say hooked up that fight. So then I don't ask more questions, because then I'm just oh, okay, I know what happened, but apparently that's not the case. So, then returning to the point, how do you feel about normal hookup culture? And also, what does hookup culture mean to you, Kayla?
I feel like hookup culture, I remember being in high school, middle school, and my sister's talking about hookup culture at Georgetown, and I remember being oh, that's terrible when I was younger and dumb. But to me, thinking of that definition, it's just being at out somewhere and people being you DTF or whatever, and then kind of going on with their business, and it's a one night kind of fleeting thing. Mm-hmm. That to me is what hookup culture is, but I don't know if that's the same definition that everyone has.
Yeah, I feel like to me it's like the when you hook up with someone and the expectation isn't that if you hook up you're gonna start dating.
There's no expectation of emotional intimacy. Yeah.
Do you appreciate that?
I feel like it's good for what people come to college for.
Sexual release and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that you come to college for sexual release.
No, that's it.
It's important to get it.
I don't know. I think it's just you have to go beyond that. You have to make a little effort, which is annoying, but.
What do you mean though? By going beyond what?
You have to talk to the person.
That's far too hard. I would just go to man.
you have to make it clear that you want something more than that.
What do you mean?
You have to text them the next day, or like one of my friends always says that the way you know that it's like more than that is if you sleep over.
Wow. That's interesting. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Like, cause that, or not that's how you know, but like that's how you like force it to become something.
That's crazy.
Because then you gotta look at each other in the morning.
And then you have to like see them sober, you have to like see them in the morning light, or like.
I feel like that's such a gamble.
In what way?
Because it's like, maybe you made that decision like while you were still like a little fucking sauced, right?
Or maybe you were just like, sleepy.
Yeah, and then you wake up and then you're
I mean, it's not like a perfect science. It can help along the way, and then you like follow up, then you can like, I don't know, go get coffee or do the classic, like, forget something there. I don't know.
Have you done Does that ever work out for you, though?
I've never tried.
Mm. I just meant, like, transitioning from hookups to, like...
I've never tried.
Mm. Okay. Neither have I. I can't do hookups, though.
Yeah, same.
I can't do it for, like, physical limitations. So that's a different aspect of my life than yours.
That's Whoa. I guess, I mean, there was a moment at the beginning of the year, which you'll remember, where I was, like, gonna hook up with someone. And then I, like, in my brain just was like, I don't really feel like doing this with this stranger right now. And I can't do this right now. And I just did, I don't know, I need, like, sexual intimacy and, like, emotional intimacy are, like, very much tied. So I can't really, like, hook up with someone who is not someone that I, like, at least kind of know and enjoy the company of. You know? Also, like, there's, like, a vulnerability aspect of it that I don't think I could feel comfortable with someone that I don't really know.
Yeah.
You know? Which is just me. Like, I don't give a shit if, like, people hook up.
I feel like, for me, it's the opposite. I feel like it's, like, vulnerable more to do something more than just hook up.
Not good to know.
And that's, like, emotions are scary. are these, like, always conversations that you've never had before? Because I feel like you guys must have talked about this before.
Not this specifically. We talk about, like... Not, like, generally. We'll talk about, like, our sex lives, but not, like,
I remember sex what culture. I wanted to talk about is, like, because, like, especially, like, Georgetown's not the biggest fucking school. So it's, like, then you have just, like, because, like, this is something that's kind of interesting to me. It's, like, your sexual history is, like, walking around with you. You know what I'm saying? And it's, like, is that ever, like, you're just, like, oh, yeah, you know, like, like you walk into like the ICC or something and like see someone or something.
It's fun sometimes. Like it's just like a weird part of your history.
Mm-hmm.
Like if nothing went bad, like sometimes you say hi to them or sometimes it's like I have a couple that I just completely like we've agreed that we ignore each other. Like like if you're friends with them or like you'd be like I don't know. It's just I think it's funny.
Really.
I don't. Go ahead.
Amuses me.
I don't think I can. There's one girl who the first night that Max and I ever hung out.
I feel like we've talked about this multiple times.
Have we?
I can't remember.
I don't know, but we smooched and it.
Not me.
No. Not me. This rando, and she now lives down the hall from me, and it's the worst thing because we've never talked since.
I
and
love that.
I hate it with my whole being.
A very nice girl.
I don't know.
I like her.
But no, I think this also goes back to like the because I don't know her, but like if I feel like if I'd had like a prior relationship with her, as in like we'd talked, it would be less weird for me. But it's because it's some stranger and like that's the only interaction we've had. I'm like, please don't talk to me or look at me. I can't do this.
Do you feel like though, like you could like. You know, hook up or kid, and then, like, from that, like, not develop a, like, intimate relationship, but, like...
A friendship?
Yeah. Do you have anything like that?
Like, that would be the start to a friendship?
Yeah. It's a good way to meet someone. Go through the Rolodex.
I don't think it's worked exactly like that.
Mm. Okay.
That's but funny. I have friends for whom it has.
Really?
Yeah.
Exciting. This is the other thing. I
like, that was just the way this person got, like, worked into our friend group.
Amazing. I like that. That's what I wanted, because, like, so, as a senior, you have kind of, like, an incestuous friend group. Like, how does that, is that, like, awkward, or is it, like, normal at this point?
It's normal.
So, like, an episode of One Tree Hill in your friend group?
Well, because, like, a couple of them are dating, and then, like, some... one of the most people don't know about or pretend to not know about. And then another one is like kind of out in the open, and then another one's like kind of like nothing ended
by
well.
One, do you mean pairings?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh wow. Jesus.
And then there's the one couple left, like who hasn't, and we were trying to make them make out just so we can fill the gap. I'll go full circle. But she's not okay with that. So
yeah,
consent is important, yeah.
Excellent.
Wow. I mean, our friend group, there's not really.
We got one,
and that's it.
We're proud of that.
We've outsourced in our friend group.
It's true. I don't know. I don't know if the issue is our friend group is like too emotionally vulnerable and also like delicate. Mm. That like anyone like chucking a grenade in it would like obliterate
ruin it.
Too
yeah.
many friendships.
Yeah. I feel like I've never. I mean, I was in a relationship for 2 years, so, like, that was my first year of Georgetown. Mm. But even then, like, that she wasn't a part of my high school friend group. She was, like, outsourced. Mm. And I can't imagine what it would
be.
Are
you going to keep saying
outsourced? I like the word outsourced. Like, I guess I, like, became, we created a new friend group out of that. But, like, I feel like it would be weird. I don't know if I would like it. Even though, like, I think that you can be friends with your exes, I think that's fine. But I don't know. I feel like I like the usually if I'm in a friend group, it's because I like the dynamic, and I think it would scare me to like change it that much.
But I feel like the people that I like develop emotional connections to are usually my friends, for better or worse.
This is true.
And then it can blow up, or it can like go well, or it can like blah. Mm. But
yeah, I don't know. It's also like I feel like people that I'm like people in our friend group that I'm already like emotionally intimate with, it's in a way that's not romantic for me. Mm-hmm. You know? Even if I'm like, oh yeah, she's such a cutie, da da da, I'm still not like, that's not like the wavelength that like my brain has like categorized.
Maybe in. Not romantic, but sexual. Then.
True, true.
I love that. I will say though, no, like having like a relationship outside of my friend group, mm-hmm. I enjoy because mm-hmm. like, it's like, then it's like a space away.
Yeah.
And it's like I can be in a different headspace or like be a different person sometimes. Mm-hmm. And like I find that very like satisfying.
Yeah. I also like that like being able to like talk about your lives with someone who is like objective to like what's happening. You know, like you're not like, oh, such and such did this. And it's not like someone they also know very intimately. It's someone that's like a character in your life.
Yeah.
And it also, I feel like it gives you like, it's fun to like share your and like meld two worlds, you know. This turned into relationships and not sex.
I mean, that's part of it, though.
Yeah.
Do you feel like being in a relationship now? Do you feel like it's different having sex? Like I don't mean like the sex part. I mean like getting into having sex and like the ritual of sex is different.
Yes.
Hussa.
Like I don't go out and try and find someone or like get drunk or like get dressed with a certain sense of that. I don't know.
Would you before?
Yeah. Mm. Not like with the idea of having sex, but like if there was someone I was interested in, I would like try and find them or I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, there is that whole thing.
What?
Of like, you're like, oh, that person's cute, and then you have to like
then you have
play
to talk
the game.
To them.
Yeah, you have to talk to them and you're like, where are they gonna be?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
That's also
why single.
I can't like do hookup because I just like am not suave.
And then like figuring out how to get back home.
What? How like, far away?
You know, like if you're at like a bar or something, or like if I don't know, even if you're at a party, I don't know, just like making it happen when you're like talking or flirting.
That's
there is
fair.
Planning that.
Yeah, doing the like mental math.
Yeah.
That's fair. Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. God, relationships are great, man. God. yeah, as the single of the pod currently.
I'm dead.
You love to see it. I hate it. I'm not built for this life.
No. Listeners. So last year, when me and Kayla were first friends,
yeah.
Kayla was in a very intimate relationship.
I was.
And I was single as a Pringle. And then this year, I'm in an intimate relationship.
And here
Kayla
I am.
Is very single.
Hopefully. Maybe one day. I'll keep you posted, podcast listener.
Yeah, we'll see. This is tea, so it's simmering.
Yeah, right now, yeah. Well,
Kayla's but what do you call it? But yeah, so it's a nice little reversal.
Yeah, we're getting it's. We talk about how it's basically like someone wrote a really good series, like season one, and then they're like, man, we got renewed. Didn't think that was going to happen. So they just like switched it around. And pretty much that's how it's playing out currently. Mm-hmm. But because I was in the relationship I was in with was with my like high school girlfriend. And so like she obviously wasn't on George, like living here.
Yeah.
So like my sex life at Georgetown has been very minimal technically.
Mm-hmm.
Which is interesting.
Yeah, it's also weird. Like I've talked about this with you, but like how like sex on campus kind of like, or just like, I mean, this is true of everything, mm-hmm. but like, changes how I think about certain spaces. It adds a dimension to like my room that I wouldn't think about otherwise. Like mm-hmm. last year, I like did not have sex at all in mm-hmm. my like fucking dorm.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, that was just a space where I like slept and played video games and hung out with my roommate and stuff. But mm-hmm. it's like, that's not the case this year.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, then I like think about it. And like, sometimes I'll just be like chilling in my room and I'll be like, wow, flashback. Like, I didn't think I was going to think about that in this moment, but I am. And it's like kind of unavoidable.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. And I mean, that's like how it seeps into other spaces too.
Yeah. Right? I mean, we've talked a lot about, or we've talked before about the idea that like your whole life takes place on this campus.
Yeah.
So every aspect of your life is within this, like, however fucking big Georgetown is, you know? So like,
acre is, but it's probably a couple acres.
Yeah, something like that. but like everything, like the place you hook up with people, the places you like do your homework, the place like where you eat, like everything is right here. So like everything can like trigger a memory.
Yeah,
which is a lot. How do you think that like the Jesuit Catholic stuff like affects sex on Georgetown's campus? Because I think in some ways, like, some people are like, I don't want to say like prudish, but like uncomfortable.
That's what it's like. And it's not, I would say it's not Georgetown, like it's
mm-hmm.
not institutional,
mm-hmm.
but it is the people it attracts.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying we have a large population of like young men and women who have never experienced a formal sex education. That's also true of people who go to public school, but also like that we have a lot of kids who just go to Catholic school their whole life and don't know anything about their bodies. And that's to no fault of their own,
mm-hmm.
really. I mean, admittedly, like, no. I'm really not gonna, like, you could like do your own research, but also that's a bad thing to tell young people. Like, so like we have a large population who like doesn't really, and then we also have like a really volatile political scene,
mm-hmm.
like on the sexual body of students, you know,
mm-hmm.
like you have like groups like Voice for Choice that mm-hmm. are all about like kind of like sexual liberalization, but mm-hmm. then you also have, what's the fucking one?
Fetus Sex?
Love no, Sex.
That
Love
one. That like is definitely not
yeah.
like about like, you know, fucking, I don't know, saying. Can we give political takes about a student group? They're fucking crazy. They like I don't know, just like very like
yeah.
Put some clothes on, like be like da 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 da,
yeah.
and like, you know, raise your girders.
I mean,
like
but they also just like Georgetown itself like doesn't give out condoms.
Yeah.
Or like
yeah.
like.
But they give out pregnancy tests,
which
bothers me so much.
Yeah, they don't give. Then you can't get like birth control through the health center or something.
Yeah.
You can't. Like, so many
you
things.
You can't even get it through the hospital, pharmacy.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Yeah, I had a friend the other day who, like, was freaking out because she, like, couldn't get her birth control.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, but that makes no sense. You're an institution that houses 18 to 22-year-olds.
Yeah.
Figure it out. Like, I get Catholicism exists, but also, let's be realistic here. But I don't know. I also feel like, we had a conversation at the beginning of the year where we were kind of talking about this, and we're talking about, like, sex in general and like in our personal lives and talking about it with other people, and we were trying to talk about like whether or not like you can feel uncomfortable talking about it because like you're like taught to feel like uncomfortable about it, or if it's just like private information.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't quite know what my answer to that would be.
What is tough too, because it's like it's funny because in a way like something like I'd be more willing to like share information about a hookup than I would like the sex I have in like an intimate relationship,
mm-hmm.
because like if it's a hookup, like the meaningfulness of like divulging that information to me is like less, because I'm like oh, you know, like, I had sex, like, but it was, like, a fucking weird time. Like, here's what happened, da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. But, like, if it, like, it's imbued with different meaning when you're in, like, a relationship where you, like, really know the person. Mm-hmm. And so it's, like, I, like, don't talk about sex in my, like, relationship as much, like, with, I mean, I talk about it with you, but, like, I don't really talk about it with most of my friends because mm-hmm. it's, like, I could be talking about the sex, but I'm also talking about, like, more intimate things that, like, mm-hmm. is, like, sex, even in its physicality, is kind of, like, a metaphor for other things mm-hmm. in a relationship.
Yeah. And, like, sex is, like, a form of communication in itself. So if you don't get, like, the context fully, then it's kind of harder to understand, I feel like.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
I feel like that's what I was thinking about, like, when I say hook up instead of, it's not because I'm, like, uncomfortable with sex. Mm-hmm. Not that I was, like, taught, like, I don't know, I don't really know what I was taught, but, like, it's just because, yeah, it's, like, private, and, like, I don't need people in, like, the HFSC hearing the details of what I did last night or, like, what my friends, it's just, like, and it's not that I'm uncomfortable with it, it's just that it, like, doesn't seem like it's, like, appropriate to say in public spaces, kind of. Just like you wouldn't have sex in public. I guess it's
is
not
there
that
a
bad.
Though?
Yeah, well,
but
obviously,
so
there's
like, but you can watch porn.
Exactly.
In, like, the HFSC.
Yeah.
And is that different than talking about sex?
I think that's still a little more, like, inappropriate, but.
You think so?
Yeah.
That's funny because I don't feel that, like.
Interesting.
Distinct. Like, I've. Not to say that I would watch porn in HFSC, but I'd be comfortable, like, talking to either of you two about it in the HFSC. Like,
yeah.
Not talking, like, oh, da da da, but just, like, kind of, like, having, like, a discussion about mm-hmm. it or whatever. Like, that wouldn't bother me, but.
Yeah.
I understand what you're talking about.
I think it depends. I think I understand what you're saying. I think it depends on, like, the explicitness of the conversation.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm also just a very non-confrontational person, and not that that's, like, confrontation, but it's, like, sharing things and including other people in parts of my lives that I don't want to include them in, like, my everyday conversation, let alone, like, the most intimate parts of my life.
Mm. Yeah. But do you have friends that, like, you talk very intimately about your sex life?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I would go crazy. Like, Max and I talk about this
stuff. I don't think I talk as much as you two do.
We do.
We talk about sex a lot.
Very often. But in, like, a way that's not, like...
Damn, I hit that.
Like, yeah, it's, like... but in a way, I feel like is somewhat cerebral. I think sometimes
it's mostly just funny.
It's all it's also funny if you're like, really? and it's also like, and then we cuddled. You're like, great, 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 great. I'm glad. but no, I think if I didn't have that outlet, I would go crazy. And I would also just tell, like, everyone a little bit of something, which is not something I would want
to do.
That's
what I do. I tell, like, random strangers details about my life.
That's, I mean, maybe it is, though. I find it easier to talk to strangers than, like, acquaintances. But it's easier to talk to you. But.
Yeah. It's also helpful because I feel like since we've been talking about it since the beginning of our friendship, I feel
like. You
have,
like, a language.
Yeah. And it's, like, I can understand context somewhat, I feel like.
Like, with your BFF, like, you can, like, talk about it, like, no holds barred or whatever.
Yeah, but I feel like that's still, like, it's not a one-sided conversation, but that's just because, like, I don't like sharing. Like, we'll have those conversations with my friends, but it's, like, I'm just a little bit more guarded than they are.
So you're, like, you don't ever, like, go back to your room and you're like, so this is what happened, like, da-da-da-da-da.
Not, like, minute for minute.
Shit, I don't give the flame on play.
No, I mean, like, when big things happen, yes, but
okay.
Not every time.
Okay.
I love this.
You guys ever talk about sex in classes?
In my Freud class.
Oh, you mean...
I was or like, you mean, like, with teachers and stuff? Or like?
Yeah, like, in a classroom setting, like, in the curriculum.
Got it.
I'm in, like, a sexuality and gender class right now, so I imagine
right.
A little. Do you? In your intro classes?
In a couple of them, yeah.
Really? Did you ever divulge, like...
No.
Did anyone?
Not in that one, I think. Maybe when we, like, broke up into... It was, like, cultures and sexualities. don't think so. Not, like, people would share details, but I think that was, like, when you broke up into groups and it was, like, with your friends already. Mm. I don't know. But there was someone who was telling me about a class that they were in. I think it was a theology class. Where it was, like, everyone just got together and would, like, share their sex lives.
Whoa.
What do you think about that, though? Like, kind of, like, turning your, like, very private life into, like, the academic?
I think it can work, but it has to be under, like, very particular circumstances.
How so?
Because you don't want to ostracize people, one, who may not have had experience, yeah, and two, who just, like, aren't comfortable sharing with a bunch of strangers. Mm-hmm. But I think in, like, smaller settings where, like, people are get more, like, tight-knit and can feel more comfortable, mm-hmm, I think it can, I think it's actually, like, almost an important exercise. Maybe not in academic settings, but in other spaces that, like, are on. Like, I know in, like, Escape, that's the only example I can think of. Like, there's, like, reflection time. I think those kinds of spaces can work.
I think it's, like, I think it's very, like, I don't know, like, I would never, like, obligate anyone to talk about, like, their fucking sex life, mm-hmm, like, in class, right? But then also at the same time, like, this hesitation is, like, why are we so hesitant? Like, there are bodies, and it's, like, a very important part of life, mm-hmm, you know?
Also, people bring up very, like, detailed, deep parts of their lives that aren't sexual,
that's
too.
That's true. But it's also you're involving someone else. It's not just your story to share.
But you don't have to say...
That's true.
...who this person is. You can say, I had sex with a person.
This is
and
true.
And that's enough detail.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know. Oh, this is also something. I mean, I feel like the only space where, like, sex really gets discussed, like, in, like, a university-mandated setting is, like, the bystander training that you didn't have to go through because you're a senior, mm-hmm, but we had to go through last year.
Yeah.
Which was basically, like, teaching us how to intervene in a case where, like, you think someone, there's a chance of someone, like, of sexual assault that, yeah, could go down. And, like, I appreciate that Georgetown is making those steps forward to, like, try and, like, do something, because sexual assault is something that's very real on college campuses. But I also didn't think that, like, the way that the bystander training was done was particularly productive. Because it was so many kids, and it wasn't, and it felt very, not basic, but not specific. In the sense that it's just like, if you see someone drunk, like, go up to them or whatever. Like, nothing was, like, felt,
yeah,
helpful.
Like, don't take advantage of people.
Yeah, which is a good message. And honestly,
I mean, yeah, like, important that we have this discussion, important that we, like, but it's also, like, yeah, I agree, actually. It's like, you know, like, hit me over the head with a brick. Like, you could have texted everyone. And, like, it would have been the same depth.
Yeah, in, like, the 5 hours or whatever you had us do this. But I, like, once again, like, I appreciate that, like, they're trying to do something. And I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I know how to, like, do it better. Mm. But I think there is a better way. At the very least, I think smaller sections would be helpful. Because it's hard to, like, get into, like, serious intimate conversations in, like, a group of, like, 60 kids or something like that.
Well, and there's also, like, a lot of people that you're trying to reach with that message, like, aren't obligated to pay attention in, like, large-scale settings. Like,
that's
if you
true.
Can make them uncomfortable or, mm-hmm, like, make people actually focus because there's kind of, like, punishment for not in, mm-hmm, smaller groups, like, that's important.
Yeah. But it's, I just felt like that was something important. But if we're going to make an episode about, like, sex on college campuses, like, that's a very real, like, reality of, like, a part of what happens on college, like, sexual assault, yeah, at Georgetown is a thing, and it's terrifying, especially in, like, the current world. I feel like it's more that is something, though, that I feel like, I don't know if this is the same for you, that we'll talk about sexual assault will come up in classes, not, like, normal, but, like, people's sex lives generally, mm-hmm, but, like, sexual assault,
yeah,
will come up.
I just finished taking a whole class on sexual assault. So, yeah, with the people who helped plan or, like, helped institute the bystander training. And they were also, like, it was not good. Like,
yeah,
they scoffed at it type thing. But it was more than we had ever before. Mm. So it's interesting.
Yeah. But I do think it is. But I also feel like having more, like, honest conversations about sex can help contribute to, like, a broader conversation about sexual assault generally. Mm-hmm. Because I think it's important. And it also, like, affects the way I feel like that people talk with their friends about sex. And so, like, I'm not a dude, so I don't spend a lot of time in, like, dude-only spaces, but I, what I would imagine, in, like, some, like, all-male circles, it's not.
It's the, horrific,
yeah, yeah. And I think that affects change, to be able to be, like, vulnerable and honest with your friends about, like, how you feel about having sex with some person, and, like,
yeah.
that changes culture, I think.
Well, and it's, like, yeah, like, especially, like, I mean, like I'm not going to talk about, like, it's not like I participate in a ton of male-only spaces, I'm going to be real, but, like, when I do, you know, it's all fucking euphemisms.
Mm.
Like, it's never like, oh, I had sex, like, this is what happened. It's like, oh, like, we, like, fucked, like, da-da-da, like, we hooked up, you know? And it's, like, all, like, very ambiguous kind of language, like, and lots of, like, male-dominant language, like, fucking obviously, right? But, like, at the same time, it's, like, this, like, kind of reflective of, like, a lack of knowledge of self.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I don't know. Like, that's how I interpret it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe that's not true, but, like, it was, like, yeah, I mean, that's why I think the conversation, especially, like, in academic settings, like, could be useful, like,
mm-hmm.
not to, like, make, when people have the language to, like, talk about it, it's, like, easier, but then also, like, when you're accustomed to, like, discussing your own body, like, what you're doing, like,
mm-hmm.
you can, like, conceptualize in your head, because you think in English, like, at this point, like, you know, so.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. But it is weird. Like, even, like, I'm perfectly comfortable, but it is still, like, you feel like there's, like, a guardedness about it. And I can't, like, put my finger on why. And I know, and it's weird, too, because, like, I know what sex means to me. And I can, like, talk to partners about, like, what it means to them. But I feel like I'm never gonna, like, it's never necessarily gonna line up, or it's never gonna...
Well, yeah, and I was thinking about this, right, as you were, like, talking about, like, sex, this, that. And it's, like, with multiple queer people, like, on a podcast, like, saying the word sex, like, is even not, like, is as specific as saying hooked up. Because
yeah.
it's, like, what does that even amount to?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like, we've been saying sex, and, like, in my head, like, a very heteronormative, like, the penis goes in the vagina,
mm-hmm.
like, type of sex, right? But, like, that's not even, like, there's so much more to it, and
yeah.
it's, like, and it, yeah, it depends on partnership, and, like, da da and all that, and, like, not even, you know, partnership is also
yeah.
so it's, like, fucking, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's true, yeah.
So it's, like, funny, like, maybe before this we could have, like, talked about that, but.
Like, definitions of, like, what.
Yeah,
because,
yeah,
no.
Or, like, how it's, like, what's the word? I can't remember. It was some word I had to look up for, like, my fucking words, right? But, like, basically how, like, some words aren't definitional. They're
mm-hmm.
kind of, like, a matrix
mm-hmm.
of, like, many different things. Like, sex is one of those things where
mm-hmm.
it's, like, it means this thing, but it also only means that in relation to, like, certain contexts or, like, to certain people. And, like,
mm-hmm.
It's just, like, a symbol for, like...
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's something interesting. Like, one of my friends from home over break, who is a queer man, like, was like, what is lesbian sex? And I was like, I explained it to him, like, as far as I think about it. And he was like, I don't think that's sex. And I was like, well, I don't know how to help you, homie, but, like, works for me. Like, I don't know what to say. But it's also, like, I don't know. I think it's such an interesting thing because it's like, do you feel like you had sex? Cool. Like, yeah, like, whatever. But it doesn't fit into, like, that paradigm of, like, I don't know, like, going. And I won't say exactly what he said, but he was like, wouldn't it be this? And I was like, no, because, like, I feel like you could just kind of, like, do that. I obviously, like, lesbian sex isn't a monolith, so, like, people obviously have different, like, definitions and, like, feel different ways about it. And, like, maybe, like, the term sex could... like, what if we just, like, sex was just, like, penis, vagina, hetero sex, and then everything else was just, like, I don't know. And so we could have, like, more specific definitions, you know?
But, like, eventually, your fucking taxonomy would, like, not account for something else. Like,
yeah.
That's why, like, we avoid, you know, like spectrum. It's,
yeah.
like, a great
yeah.
like, concept, because it's, like, you know, the bands of the spectrum, like, have no end. Like,
mm-hmm.
you could, like, fucking wind up one place or another, and it doesn't, like, matter. Like,
yeah.
you know, like, sex is, like, I like that it doesn't mean one thing, because
mm-hmm.
then it's, like, then you can do whatever you want with it.
Yeah,
it's, like,
that's true. But, yeah, then I have to be, like, but, like, digital sex is sex. Oral sex is sex. Like, I don't know how else to whatever. But yeah, I've gotten that question so many times in my life. I'm like, I don't know, like, look it up or something. Probably, actually, let me not call out men like that. But when I say that, I meant like on an emotional level.
What do you mean?
I know what sex means to me.
Okay.
In that, like, me having sex with another person is somewhat of a, like, it's not only like physical intimacy, it's emotional intimacy to me, which is why I can't really like interact in hookup culture that much.
You're making some fans on this podcast.
What can I say? Ladies, my number. just because, for a lot of reasons that I won't get into. But, like, I don't know. Like I said, like, there's a vulnerability there. And there's a certain level of communication. Like, we've talked about this. There's a certain level of communication that's necessary to at least good sex that, like, requires honesty, which is something that, like, you don't necessarily get right off the bat with just, like, hanging out with someone, you know?
It's, like, really hard and scary. Like, not even to just, like, say, like, hey, like, move your hips or whatever, but, like, to just be, like, this is what I like or want, or, like, this feels good for me. Because, like, it feels like a, what do you call it? What was the word you used when you said sexualing your roommate? Was it? It was, like, cumbersome or something.
Yeah.
It feels like I'm at, which is hilarious because, like, that's literally what sex is. But, like, it's, like, yeah, like, you know, like, sometimes it's, like, you don't want to say anything because it's, like, well, like, what are they going to do? And it's, like, yeah, you, like, not only is it, like, this honesty, but, like, this expectation that you are, like, respected and stuff like that. And that's, like, difficult to come to, too, like, if it's just, like, the one thing or whatever, but.
Yeah. Yeah, it takes, like, a certain, yeah, it takes comfort and it takes, like, bravery somewhat. Which is also why, like, I think, for multiple reasons, but, like, people feel, like, more comfortable having sex when, like, intoxicated in some way. Because then you kind of get rid of the, not just the, like, inhibitions of, like, having sex with another person, but also the inhibitions of, like, saying what you would want or, like, yeah.
That's it, yeah. So basically what we're saying is people who hook up are braver than me and Kayla. Much smarter too.
That's the moral of the story. All right, everybody, stay safe out there.
Use protection.
Yeah.
Fuck Georgetown's sex ed policies.
True. Talk to your partners.
Mm-hmm.
Get tested. You know. All right. Yeah. You can listen to more podcasts on the Voice Podcast Network on Apple Podcasts. Now that I've figured out how to do that, and follow us on Twitter, Georgetown. At Georgetown Voice, I don't know. It's you'll search it. You have Google.
Twitter has a robust search feature.
Yeah, so like Instagram, Facebook, all that jazz. And yeah, goodbye.